Good morning. It's good to see everyone this morning. We're thankful for your presence. I direct your attention this morning to Matthew chapter 21 and verses 42 through 44, where Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures?" And the passage he's referring to is Psalm 118 and verses 22 and 23. He quotes this exactly as you find it written there. "The stone which the builders rejected, the same, is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." The news for the last few weeks has carried the tragedy in Florida of the collapse of an apartment building. We witnessed some 20 years ago the fall of the Twin Towers. We know that those who were killed in those two tragedies had the full weight of those buildings fall upon them, that we can see the magnitude of what Jesus is saying here. "For on whom this stone falls, it will grind them to powder." Complete destruction. Very serious point that is being made here. Are you going to build upon this chief cornerstone, or are you going to reject it? Seems like the logical mind would make the obvious choice. In Acts chapter 4 and verses 11 through 12, we find where the apostles bring this up before the council of the Sanhedrin, where they're being told not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. They responded, "This is the stone which is set at naught of you builders." They're quoting Psalm 118 again, "which has become the head corner." You guys are the fulfillment of what the psalmist was saying. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There can be no doubt that Jesus identified himself as this chief cornerstone, and that the apostles identified him as the same. So I want us to consider this morning that to reject Christ, as the passage says, is to reject the chief cornerstone. Some things that we can notice in that chief cornerstone is, first and foremost, atonement. It's not a word that we use every day or every week or very often in our conversation with other people. But the word atonement means satisfaction accepted for a wrong. Many passages we could turn to. We've been studying in our adult Bible study from the book of Romans. And so, first passage I want to look at is chapter 5 and verse 11. It says, "Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have received the atonement." The atonement came by Christ. He is the chief cornerstone. If we reject Christ, we reject atonement. We reject the price that is offered for our sin, or the payment that is offered for our sin in His blood. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 24, very similar to that, Peter says, "His own self," speaking of Christ, "bear our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness." That sounds familiar, doesn't it, to us who were in the adult Bible study this morning. We're dead to sins, alive to righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Salvation in no other. He's paid the price. If we reject Christ, we reject this cornerstone of atonement, satisfaction offered for our transgression. I do want to notice that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. He died that we might live unto righteousness. Without his death, any righteousness that we do would be inconsequential. But by his death and because of his death, the righteousness that we perform brings us into his holiness, his purity. We continue in his fellowship, in his favor with God. If we reject Christ, we reject redemption. Another cornerstone of the kingdom of Christ is the idea of redemption, to buy back. And that redemption is in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verses 18 and 19, it says, "You know that you were redeemed. You were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Without Christ, there is no redemption. There's no buying back. If we reject Christ, then we reject the redemption that he offers us. If we reject Christ, we reject our hope of salvation and of heaven. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again." To beget is to give birth to. We're to be born again of the water and of the Spirit. "The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has begotten us again unto a lively hope," in other words, a living hope, "by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Without that resurrection, we have no hope of life beyond this, of life beyond a life of sin. But by his resurrection, this hope is made secure to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, through hearing him, trusting him, and obeying him, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. This redemption and this hope that we have of living with him hereafter is secured by Jesus Christ in his death and in his resurrection. If we reject Christ, we reject any valid hope of eternal life. People might entertain a false hope of eternal life, but if you reject Christ, it's not a living hope. It's not a hope that is going to do you any good. Christ is the cornerstone of our hope. He is, of course, the cornerstone of the church. Christ and his church are inseparable. In Matthew 16 and verse 18, he said, "I will build my church." Acts 20 and verse 28 talks about the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. Ephesians 4 and verse 4 tells us there is one body. And Colossians 1 and verse 18 says that he is the head of the body, the church. Identifies this one body as the church, his church. Acts 2 and verse 47 says the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The church is made up of those who are saved, who have accepted the atonement price of Christ. They've been redeemed in Christ. They entertain a living hope of eternal life in his presence. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 24 says, then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. Again, you go back to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. He talks about his kingdom and uses the word kingdom and church in unison with each other. That his church is his kingdom. And he's going to deliver up the kingdom, his church, to the Father, comprised of the saved. Have you accepted Christ, or have you rejected him? He is that cornerstone. Are you in fellowship with him in this saved body of his church? And finally, if you reject Christ, you reject heaven. Because our hope of heaven, our living hope of heaven, is in Christ and what he did. In Romans 6 and verse 23, as we noticed this morning in our adult Bible class, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This entrance into heaven is a gift of God, but we must be practicing his righteousness that he has revealed to us in the gospel. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11, we read, this is the record, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Are you in the Son? You might say, well, how do I get in the Son? Good question. Galatians 3 and verse 27 says we are baptized into Christ. Have you been baptized into Christ? What happens in baptism? We noticed this morning in Romans chapter 6 where it says, do you not know that so many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? That just as Jesus was crucified for the remission of our sins, we are baptized for the remission of our sins. But it doesn't end there. We look forward to that just as Christ was raised from the dead, so also we are raised to walk in newness of life with him. That's not possible without Christ. Without him offering salvation to us, without him offering a home of heaven to us, it's not possible without him paying the price for our sins. So we notice from the last verse of Romans chapter 5 this morning that grace reigns through righteousness. The righteousness of Christ in dying for our sins, paying the price for our sins, and our righteousness in response to him in practicing his will to his glory. In Matthew chapter 21, again, passage that we noticed at the beginning. Again, Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. As you're reading that, and I think God's intention for the reader is to say, well, that's impossible. How can you reject the cornerstone and build a building? Well, it's the builder's problem. The builders rejected the cornerstone that was provided by God. Have you? Are you building your life on the cornerstone of Jesus Christ and His Word? They rejected Him. What about you? And again, verse 44, whosoever shall fall on this stone, yes, the Word of God, both in the flesh, in Jesus Christ, and in written form, convicts us of our sin. The Word of God will humble us. We have to fall, in that sense, on His Word and be broken. But He'll put us back together. He'll build us up into His image, as was His original intention. Again, chapter 4 of Acts in verses 11 through 12. Peter made it very clear before the Sanhedrin. You guys are the fulfillment of this passage. And then he made it very clear. There is salvation in no other. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Under heaven, among men, that's everywhere all over this planet. From the time of Christ to our present time, there is no other name by which we must be saved. Do not dismiss Jesus and the gospel. Do not ignore it. Do not act as if this doesn't apply to you, because it does. If you reject Christ as being the head of your life, your master, your savior, then you reject the atonement that is offered in Him. You reject the redemption that He paid. You reject a living, valid hope of eternal life. You reject His church, and you reject heaven. We closed our adult Bible study from Deuteronomy. We can close this morning's lesson the same way. I've set before you life and death. Choose life. Be reasonable. Choose life. Be a servant of God, a servant of righteousness, and live to His glory. Whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. You heard the Word of God. You know Jesus is the Son of God. Will you trust Him enough to turn from your sin, to live for Him in the practice of righteousness? Will you confess Him this morning as the Son of God and be baptized for the remission of your sins? Rise to walk in newness of life and continue to abide in His Word, to be a true disciple, to know the truth, so that the truth can make you free. Don't reject Christ. Accept Him. Humble yourself before Him and accept all that He has given to us. Put your trust and confidence in Him. Would you please come as we stand and sing this song?